never let uns. Und uns, 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 und uns,
Live and let out. Yeah, I don't know the rest of the words to that.
When you were young and you were little oot, you used to say, live and let out. You know you won't, you know you won't, you know you won't.
Back when they used to make good James Bond songs.
I was trying to do the, at the, like, the last, it's a great running song. The last 30 seconds it goes into, like, bongos. Like,
it is a weird song.
It is, very odd.
Like, it's a song that you're like, I know it from James Bond. I don't know if it could ever apply to any other part of my life.
It's a song that Paul McCartney probably had half written before they even asked him, and then they're like, yeah, sure, I'll take $1 million to...
Yeah, he's like, oh, how long you need the song to be? At least 3 minutes. Okay, it's 2.5 now. I'm just going to put the bongos in at the end to call it a day.
He's just start blowing a guy halfway into it. It still won't be as gay as the new Bond song.
He had that foresight, like, and, like, the, just the prophecy, like, oh, my God, 50 years from now, the James Bond song's gonna start blowing hard.
Sam Smith not even being born yet.
He's like, 30 years from now, some talentless white kid's gonna make a shitty James Bond song. No!
Not use the title at all in the song.
And he assumed it was Jack White a little bit ago. He's like, that must have been what the prophecy foretold. And he's like, no, I was wrong.
He's like, it's not that gay. I mean, it's not great, but hey.
Alicia Keys on it, that's okay. You know, she's a talented musician in her own right. And then didn't see it coming. Yeah. Sam Smith just blindsided him.
I fit Live and Let Die in a song. You couldn't fit Spectre anywhere.
It's easy to get Spectre in. Live and Let Die, nothing. Skyfall, she worked that in. You couldn't get Spectre in a song.
We all gave Quantum of Solace a pass. You get none.
That's pretty. Casino Royale, too, that's a little difficult.
It's hard to not make it sound goofy.
Yeah.
But Casino Spectre, Royale.
You're absurdly easy. Now, I actually was reading an interview, because we're on, you know, James Bond's about to come out, Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to...
This Thursday, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be Daniel Craig's last Bond movie. Reviews out for
official,
right now.
Official?
I think he's, yeah, basically he said it's his last.
I feel like if it makes a gazillion dollars, he might be...
Yeah, well, he's said the only reason he'd do another one would be if, for the money, basically. He has no interest in doing it.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Oh, well...
It's not like, well, if it's got an autistic standpoint and talks about social issues, like, no, if you just back a dump truck full of money to my house, I'll do it.
Well, it's pretty interesting. So, a big talk, you know, is who do you think is going to be the new James Bond? And, of course, Daniel Craig...
Who do I think and who do I want are going to be two very different.
Yeah, but who would you basically... say you should get, like, the who people want, like, Idris Elba's being asked about as being next Bond
for
Bond
years. He's been throwing his name has been out there,
predictions and things like that. They asked Daniel Craig in an interview who he thinks should be the next Bond, and I'm trying to get the
just don't make him black. Oh,
okay, yeah. Who do you think Daniel Craig offered to be the next James Bond?
I'm going to guess some British guy I've never heard of, or...
Not a British person.
Interesting. Oberlin from Game of Thrones?
No, not him. In fact, it's not a person at all. I'm like a cookie monster.
A woman?
No. He was asked, do you care who plays
James... A gay guy?
He says, do you care who plays James Bond after you? His answer... Look, I don't give a fuck. Good luck to them all. All I care about is if I stop doing these things, we left it in a good place and people pick it up and make it the better. Make it better, that's all.
Huh.
But when asked if he was going to do another Bond movie, he says, now I'd rather break this glass and slash my wrists. No, not at the moment. Not at all. That's fine. I'm over it at the moment. We're done. All I want to do is move on.
I mean, he takes a healthy amount of, a healthy chunk of time off in between them. It's been like... 9 years to get 4 movies.
I can't think of many movies he's been in outside of the James Bonds. I know he was in that Golden Compass movie.
That's so weird. That's the only movie that popped into my head, too. And it's such an odd fucking movie.
I mean, it's pretty worth it once that one polar slaps the other one's jaw right the fuck off. It's such a jarringly dark moment in an otherwise lame-ass movie.
Kids movie.
Which is this one moment where a polar bear just bitch slaps another one's jaw right off its face. And, like, it spins towards the camera. You're like, oh, this is pretty gruesome.
It's the only thing I remember in it, too. It's like, Hayes, Nicole Kidman, Hayes, Daniel Craig, Hayes, monster polar bear fight.
When asked, do you want to move on from Bond to good, for good? I haven't given it any thought. For at least a year or two, I just don't want to think about it. I don't know what the next step is. I have no idea. Not because I'm trying to be cagey. Who the fuck knows? At the moment, we've done it. I'm not in discussion with anybody or anything. If I did another Bond movie, it would only be for the money.
Did they catch him at the pub for this?
Very. No. I mean, we kind of saw, like, after the Avengers press junket, like, there were, like, a couple, like, interviews where they got towards the end. You could just see they were just weathered from fucking just answering the same inane bullshit questions for just hours on end. So I'm sure that's what it is here. He just, like, just got caught in a bad interview at a bad time. But yeah, just very angry. And some people are trying to play, like, no, he's definitely being playful. It sounds like he's just being an asshole.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's just very tired of it. If another actor was offered Bond and came to you looking for advice, what would you say to him or her? Literally, I'd say two things. Firstly, it's your decision. Don't listen to anybody else. Well, do listen because you have to make a choice at the end of the day. It's your bed to lie on, and don't be shit. Don't be shit. You've got to step up. People do not make movies like this anymore. This is really rare now, so don't be shit.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough.
You did. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, maybe expected him to also be like, well, have a good British accent, you know, be prepared to do some, you know, good stunts and whatnot. And then he comes in like, just don't be a big pile of stinking shit there.
Don't fuck it up, Pierce Brosnan.
I'm like, well, I really, if you're getting too old, I'm sure they're not reaching back into the guy before you. Just
that'd be great.
He just jumps into it there.
Still looks pretty good.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it was November Man, obviously.
Definitely be a throwback to, like, an older, fatter Bond like they did in the 80s. It's a Bond that doesn't take his shirt off a lot.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of sex scenes. He still bangs every chick. Everything with the vagina that walks across his screen, he'll bang. But, you know, he doesn't do a whole lot of it.
You might see his arms, and it's obvious he just did curls, like, right before the scene.
It's very obvious he had to do a couple push-ups real quick to just get the pump going. Yeah, no, I was kind of shocked. A little disappointed by that, but what are you going to do?
You're really hoping he was going to be ringing the Idris Elba bell?
I don't know if he can.
Idris Elba.
It's a very rare person, I think, who's actually going to speak on that. I think most people would play it safe and just be like, I think there are a lot of great options out there, and really, like, the political answer. Like, I don't want to endorse anybody just in case that ruffles feathers with somebody down the line or something like that. But yeah, to hear him just be like, I don't fucking give a shit. I'll do the next movie for money. That's it. Fucking who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I don't. What is he even up to? I mean, like, what else? I can't think of a single. I mean, I don't get, like, too deep into, like, indie films or anything. So maybe he's been doing a lot, but
he's just been in, like, the last eight, like, Land Before Time movies.
It's like, I'm done with this shit. Doing something edgy and new. It's like Green Arrow. What the?
Spectre, Heineken's The Chase. That was a James Bond commercial. He was in the BBC Unite for Children in Need. And then the last thing he was in was Skyfall. So he literally hasn't done any film or TV work since Skyfall, basically.
Odd.
Cowboys and Aliens. He was in that.
Oh, yeah. And that was... Sure, he did that for the love
of
film.
Adventures of Tintin. Oh, he was in Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, though. I don't know.
I did not see that.
It's a good movie. You know, once you get past the pretty detailed rape scene at the beginning, that's a bit rough.
And I have to look forward to another pseudo rape scene towards the end.
I don't believe so. No, it's one at the beginning, but it's pretty heinous. Like, it definitely doesn't, like, cut corners in it.
Very little left to the imagination.
No. But it's a pretty good movie. It was a good mystery.
She's, like, even screaming, my hymen burst!
I'm like, oh, we didn't need to hear this. Bloodstone, the video game. Yeah, it doesn't look like he's been a whole lot. Flashbacks of a Fool, Defiance.
Cowboys and Aliens, I forgot. That came on the other day. I sat through about as long as I could.
Yeah, I don't know what he's been doing these past 2 years. Maybe he actually has just been a James Bond-esque secret agent. He definitely feels like he went quiet for 2 years, apparently. I mean, I guess you can say they maybe were filming Spectre for a good portion of that, but even then, like, yeah, something else.
Just tearing it up in the gay nightclubs.
I'd be surprised.
There was a rumor before Skyfall was that he was seen in like gay nightclubs tearing it up, but I never heard more about it, so I assumed it wasn't true.
Could they have a gay James Bond, do you think?
In the movie? Mm-hmm. I mean, they'd have to really tone down the love life. Like, I don't...
You can't just be going around picking up hot dudes all the time.
Yeah, like
he can't be like sliding dollar bills down his dude's butt cracks.
Like him blowing guys.
I'll see you later there.
Him blowing dudes to get like secrets. That seems kind of weird. But like some guy in like a super tight revealing outfit, like, oh, hello, Mr. Bond. Like, well, this isn't going to hold my interest for too long.
Passless chaps and like a shirt that some reason like exposes just the nipples.
Yeah. And he couldn't be fruity. Like, Miss James.
No, he has.
James Bond.
Yeah, it has to be like Omar from The Wire, where it's not an effeminate gay. He's, you know, got to be very, very much the same character, just into guys.
Like, he just walks around like, doo 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 doo
doo doo bang, 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 bang. Now I'm going to fire real bullets.
Kablamo.
Kabloosh.
The new Alan Cummings James Bond just doesn't have the same buzz.
It went older and gay. I didn't, two choices I didn't completely think were the right direction for the character.
Old, gay, and like 120 pounds.
Really, really had some weird choices of where they're going. I was open to some of them. I don't think they pulled it off, though.
I'm going to go no.
Well, it's weird because a lot of people have said, like, James Bond as a character is like, it needs to just be like the status quo of what it always is. Like, that's why a lot of people are against Idris Elba, because it's just like, yeah, but James Bond is always white. And I'm like, I guess you could change being black, you know, change his race, and it doesn't change much about him. But it's like, people are like, why not a female James Bond? I'm like, I don't know. It feels like almost like, why don't you get a different character at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's already been attempted. I mean,
Bond's like the last real relic of that age where it was like the playboy kind of suave dude was really like accepted, and now it almost feels like archaic.
Where he has a storyline where it's like he goes, like he ends with the girl, and then it's the next movie and there's never any explanation of what happened to the girl. It's just like, nah, she's not around anymore. I get tired of that puss.
Well, he never loves, except for that one movie where he gets married. On His Majesty's Service?
I think that's the George Lazenby one, isn't it? The one Bond. Yeah, Blofeld kills her like right at the beginning.
Yeah, it's like he's gotten married, like riding down the street, and she dies. And you're like, oh, bummer.
They were on like their fourth Blofeld at that point. They couldn't keep this one guy who was never in a movie for more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'd be open to the idea of a lot of modern interpretations of it, I guess. But I guess it's also like kind of cool to have, because Bond's like one of those things that I'm like, that existed before I was alive, and if all stays well, it could definitely keep going until like I'm well into my lifespan.
Yeah,
and still be there, like that one kind of constant. Like, obviously a character's gonna need to change and evolve, but yeah, it's kind of cool having that, because most stuff doesn't, or it takes too many breaks or things like that. Like, I always get excited at the end when it's like James Bond will return. I'm like, woohoo!
Even though you haven't seen the last three movies. Yeah,
even though I haven't seen, I saw Casino Royale,
but so
I
didn't see Quantum or Skyfall.
No. I get on those.
If we end up seeing, going down to Dad's and see
Spectre,
you should definitely rent Skyfall off something this week to watch it. It might even still be on HBO Go. It was for a while.
I didn't see it when I was on it the other day. But it's not like there's like a real story that connects them, right?
No, but it's...
I know it's a really good movie.
Sweet Bond movie.
I mean, I can catch it later.
And it gives you... Because it looks like they do show some of the stuff like when MI6 gets destroyed and... That happens in Skyfall.
Yeah. I'm sure I can
tell. M's dead, spoilers. If you haven't noticed not seeing her in the...
Yeah, I think I caught a
grasp of that. There's a new M, but it's Voldemort.
Is it?
It's the guy that plays Voldemort. It's...
Isn't that...
Ralph Fiennes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I think I can grasp it. I think you've given me all the detail I need. No, I definitely don't need to see it. Done and done. I've heard the Adele song. I've heard the big spot and the plot points. I'm good. Another $7 saved for Christopher.
Maybe like a hot lesbian Bond might work, because you still need to see Bond like romance and checks. No one wants to see female Bond like...
Isn't that too much of
It'd be like the double standard immediately, like, oh, that whore. I can't believe she banged three guys in this movie.
But isn't that immediately like almost like a shameless fantasy? Like, oh yeah, James Bond's a chick and she's just a ridiculously attractive lesbian who just also bangs a lot of other really attractive chicks.
But I mean, as hot as they could make her, do you really want to see her flirting with dudes? Do you really want to see Bond seducing guys?
It could work. I mean, you know, it's gonna, you know, it's not like it's not like Bond flirting with chicks is the crux of the reason why I watch Bond movies anyway. It's like you could throw the same gadgets on her and stuff like that, have her still go up.
Well, I'd be fine with them getting rid of that part, period. But I don't think that's, it's almost like gadgets.
Look, a lot of people need to see it. If you cast a good actress in it, and you throw in like, all right, just for whatever reason,
Melissa McCarthy.
I know
with a British accent.
Right, everybody, it's me, Jane Bond.
It's gonna be Cockney as shit. Yeah, definitely.
But no, like, no matter what, even if 90% of the plot takes place in, like, Antarctica, you just find a way to throw in one bikini shot in the movie so you could put that in the trailer and be like, she's the Bond girl of every movie now.
Yeah. Weren't those already the Tomb Raider movies?
Yeah, basically. Okay. But James Bond carries a little bit more weight to it. But if you did that, I feel like people would be like, whatever. I mean, I mean, the Bond girl thing almost feels like just a relic of it now. Like, it's not like it's really, like, rocketed anyone's career at this point. It's not like Halle Berry, like, was ushered into a new echelon just because she was a Bond girl.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's never been a big thing for me, but it's always like for a lot of other Bond peep fans, it is.
It's something that, like, when the movie, like, gets into it, that's usually, like, one eventual question I'll get. Like, oh, they have a Bond girl? Like, is it anyone... like I know or anything like that? Usually not. But yeah, always first it's like, oh, do they have like, who's the bad guy they announced? Do they had anyone cool or anything like that?
I need bad guys and wacky gimmicky henchmen.
Yeah, any cool bad guys with like an awesome gimmick or a villain with a big jarring facial deformity or something like that. Like, well, this dude has a big, he's really fat. Like, I guess you could work with that. Fatto, is that his name?
Sluggo.
Is it Snazzo? A pair of the Odd Parents, Crossnova? Snosmo? Yeah, nah, I could see that kind of working in some way. I would not be opposed to it.
I assume this next movie is just going to be Batista busting through walls.
I think I've heard he has no lines in the movie.
That's fine.
So, yeah. It's basically like, hey, we're going to take your big attribute, your best attributes. You're big and you can look menacing. Because he is going to... How tall is Daniel
Craig? Similar to your WWE career, too. Not a lot of mic time.
Yeah, well, we gave you that shot at WrestleMania 20. You did okay, and then, you know...
Here's Ric Flair. He'll do the talking.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig, I don't know, 6'1", probably?
6'1". So Batista would be taller.
I don't think there's ever a Bond less shorter than 6, but...
Yeah, it makes pretty much good amount of sense.
I'd say chick Bond and gay Bond all happened before like super short Bond, like 5'5" Bond.
Oh God, yeah. If they got like Wolverine from the comics, where he's like 5'5", and you're like, no, he's a pint sized package of hate and anger. Like, I don't give a fuck. If I'm taller than Bond, if the Bond girl not wearing heels is taller than him, then no way.
I'll be sitting in front of Redbox for half an hour, like.
They're like, no, he kills like 89 people. I'm like, and how tall is he? Like 5'2"-ish, but 5'3" with his shoes on, obviously.
All that's left is this or the next Tyler Perry movie where he Aunt Medea fights Nazis.
That could be pretty good.
Not bad.
Christoph Waltz is in
it. That's great.
Ironically, not playing a Nazi. He's playing Medea's twin sister, which is very strange. Not the same race.
Hello!
Hello there!
I saw someone at Redbox today, and she was, like, really spending some time grilling, like, Entourage the movie? And I wanted to be like, let me do you a favor and just hit no.
Bing! Bing! Bing!
You'll thank me later.
She's like, I haven't watched a TV show. Then why are you watching this? Why do you care?
It's more of the same garbage.
I did not watch any of Ballers at the end of that season, so I don't know.
You watched some of the season.
I watched episode 1. Don't act like I was following it day for day. I mean, I wanted to. There's only so many hours in the day.
Who's got the time?
To really analyze and foresee everything The Rock's carrying and all of his nuanced roles of taking his shirt off and peck popping.
Is that getting renewed?
I mean, I'd have to assume it is on the principle of, like, what else do they have right now?
I just keep thinking The Rock's too busy. Like,
he is a huge star. I maybe he's just like Michael Strahan, just the guy who has all of his shit together. He just like manages to find time to just do all hate that
his
stuff. Guts.
Although his kids probably like high school, maybe even older.
I don't know. I was gonna say, did The Rock have kids?
He has at least a daughter.
Yeah, well, I don't. He clearly finds time to do it all. I mean, what else he really got? He's got what, a Fast and Furious movies.
And then, yeah, whatever that, what was the...
he did San Fran or whatever that fucking earthquake movie was.
I think they're making another one of those.
That seems like a mistake.
I agree. I don't think it should have made money. I don't think it should have made money to begin with, but it did. Like
Fault Line or some bullshit. San Andreas, I think that was it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, what else he really... I guess he has that Black Bolt movie or... Shazam movie eventually coming out.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know.
God, for whatever reason it was, they casted him in that movie like 8 years before it's happened. I mean, I guess the Justice League movie's happening in like 2 or 3 years, but again, he's playing Black Bolt, so it's like, is he going to be in the Justice League movie or...
Oh, that's right. I keep thinking he's Black Adam.
Yeah, he's Black Adam. Black Adam.
Okay.
Black Bolt's...
Yeah, I don't know when they're even introducing Shazam. He's Shazam's bad guy, right?
Black Adam is, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if... That's what I mean. Like, I don't know if he's going to appear. Because the Shazam movie, I don't think, is supposed to be, like, till 2020 or something like that.
That's almost like DC's Guardians of the Galaxy or Ant-Man. Like, why don't you wait till you're a few deep before you bust that character out? You throw out
Shazam to see if people buy it. Because especially since so much of that movie is going to have to hinge upon a kid playing the role. Like, a child. It has to be a child, basically. So, that's a pretty rough...
Which I thought Rock would have been good as Shazam, because he's believable in like those goofy kind of comedy roles he does too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, look, I'm not saying Tooth Fairy was great, but he makes it watchable.
That was Vin Diesel, wasn't it?
No.
I thought it was Vin Diesel. I'm thinking the pacifier.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, I could definitely buy him as that. I guess Black Bolt, they're like...
I don't know how you got those two movies confused, but...
They're both movies.
I haven't seen Pacifier, but I'll assume it's not about Vin Diesel as the Tooth Fairy.
It's a movie
slash professional hockey player.
It's a movie about Vin Diesel being like a big, strong guy who takes care of a family of people.
Which is not what the Tooth Fairy's about
either. Tooth Fairy's about him pretending to be the Tooth Fairy, isn't it?
No, he is the Tooth Fairy. Well, he's a hockey player that knocks out people's teeth. And as penance, the Tooth Fairy Foundation actually makes him become a Tooth Fairy. And Stephen Merchant's like his trainer.
Ooh.
Yeah, there was a sequel with Larry the Cable Guy in Rock's spot.
I did know that. I knew there was a sequel with Larry the Cable Guy. I was watching Get On Up the other day. I started watching that. I didn't get very far into it yet. I've
seen that.
That's with Chadwick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did see that.
Oh, did you? I saw it, and I was baffled that like the first 15 minutes of the movie is him playing James Brown. Going into like one of the insurance firms he holds,
yeah,
and just holding the entire room hostage because someone took a shit in his toilet
towards the end of his days,
and like just like with a shotgun up in the air firing, like, which one of you guys took a dump in my toilet? I'm like, this is how you're opening the James Brown movie?
Does it show him like doing coke in the car before he gets out, or is it smoking weed? Or
you see him like playing,
or he's got like a pipe laid out in his car.
It might have been. It definitely seems like he's under something, but. Like, you could see, like, from the window. There was, like, a lot of shots of, like, this chick on the toilet taking a dump. I was like, why am I watching this? It's a very confusing opening. I haven't seen the rest, but it's a bizarre opening to a James Brown biopic.
The rest of the movie doesn't really show him out of control either, which is kind of odd.
Yeah, I've heard it's, like, a very, almost, like, pro James Brown. Like,
it's flattering, except for those first 10 minutes.
It's like that, and I think there's a moment where he hits his wife, but very quickly he's like, I'm sorry.
You don't see it, but yeah, you hear it.
And it's just like, I'm so sorry. And they're like,
yeah. She did burn dinner.
He had that say. She burned the shit out of that lasagna.
I mean, come on.
That's at least worth a good smack.
But she's got to learn. I mean,
yeah, she's not going to learn if you don't hit her.
She's going to keep burning dinner.
I can't keep buying lasagna pasta.
Yeah, it's really just like a poor man's Ray for me. I thought he did a really good job, but the rest of the movie's not. It's not as interesting as I thought it would be. And you didn't even make it to, like, the super gay Little Richard scene.
No, I haven't gotten there yet.
It's like, you just gotta find your sunshine, boy.
Sunshine boy, not to get us off topic or anything like that, but I want to...
It's Christopher Seale Black movie this year, sort of.
Yeah,
he didn't make it.
I mean, I'm only, like, 15 minutes into it, but... We'll see if I get through the rest. This is definitely an improvement over last year.
Mikey, are there more white characters showing up?
Yeah, is this like, see, it's like a wire where like the next 30 minutes there's a lot of white people who show up and carry me through this, or...
Dan Aykroyd's in it for a bit.
Yeah. That'll probably be what holds me over, I think.
Yeah.
The only thing.
He really once knocks he it out of the park being the fat record producer.
Once he leaves, I'm like, yawn, click.
You definitely watch it. Like, was John Goodman too busy for this role, or...?
He's lost a lot of weight.
Has he? Yeah. I bet it... I assume he's probably not thinner than Dan Aykroyd is.
Good amount, from what I understand.
Good for him. That's a guy I never thought would still be alive. Like, yeah. 20 years ago, I mean, when Roseanne ended, or...
He's definitely got to be, like, in a dangerous spot right now. But that's another guy I'll be pretty sad when he goes, because it's like a guy who's been pretty consistently in good movies, or talented guy, even if he's in a shitty movie.
He really helps pick up the pace of Inside Llewyn Davis.
Does. He was good in,
Monument Men. He's good.
Red State he was in. Not bad.
I did not see Red State.
You don't need to. But he's pretty good all around. Now, I wanted to bring up, you said you had a story to tell me involving a bunch of gay guys or something like that, involving Sears.
Oh. So, like, the day before I turned in my 2-week notice at Sears, I'd been thinking about it for a while. Mm-hmm. And I was standing there, and there were, like, two gay guys, like, heading in my direction, arguing about... It's not like one of them was supposed to bring a coupon. And he's like, well, I thought it would be available online. Like, well, is it? Well, no. Like, well, why didn't you bring it with you?
Do they all click when they talk?
Yeah, that, well, why isn't it with you? Like, well, maybe the cashier will have it. And I'm just standing there. And they walk right past me and go to this chick that's ringing up at a cash register like 20 feet behind me. And I was kind of insulted. I was like, what? Am I not hot enough to ring you up? Or...
You're like, come on, hot stallion over here.
Because I know if it's you and you have your choice between two cashiers and one of them's like a reasonably attractive chick and one's just a dude, wouldn't you go for the reasonably attractive chick and it's closer to you?
Yeah, definitely.
And they just blew right past me and they're like, no, thank you.
They were just like, no, this guy knows nothing about jewelry.
Put that back in the oven. That's not done. What's not done?
You know.
Everything.
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
And then later on, I had this, like, 40-something-year-old Indian lady looking at, like, clearance jewelry. And she smelled, first of all. And then she kept burping, like, every, like, 30 seconds. Ugh. Like, how much is this? Brap. And then 30 seconds later would be like, excuse me. Like, who was that for?
Why would you even call attention to it then? If you're just going to gloss over it at the start, why be like later like, oh yeah, my bad. That is pretty smelly.
Oh goodness, mud on. Like, who is that for? You clearly don't give a shit because you're still doing it.
Like, just like into your mouth the next time. Like, well, I think we have some jewel.
Like a fish head just flies in.
Just see the bone of it hanging out of your mouth. Like, boss, can I talk to you real quick?
1999. Yeah. Oh, by the way. Hey, Matt, quick word.
Real quick. Not coming in after 2 weeks.
And that was kind of the nail in the coffin. It was real give and take there. I was like, do I want to stick around through another season? Like Christmas season? Like, I'd be able to make like an extra $700.
Was the loyalty worth it?
No, because I already hate being there. And I would hate being there. Like, like last Christmas, I didn't even know fucking Taylor Swift had two Christmas albums, but she does, apparently.
And you had to hear all of them.
Oh my god, and most of them suck. I mean, it's Taylor Swift. A couple of them are catchy.
They're pretty. She has a Shake It Off in just about every album. Yeah. But a lot of bad blood.
You know? Yeah, it's a lot of that garbage.
Is that, if you go somewhere else then, are you just like adamant, like no retail, like no Muzak sort of places?
I don't know what I would try next. I'm thinking maybe Starbucks. I'm looking for some place that's not open super late. And I got to check to see how late Starbucks is open. I just don't want to get some retail job where... That's the thing with like restaurants, I'll have to be there till like 10:30 or 11.
Well, HomeGoods just opened up. Like, this is like absurdly local
news. A gay bar?
Yeah. it's some local kind of a gay strip club. But it's fine. You can probably fulfill the Kevin Nash's role of Magic Mike, yeah, where you just stand in the background, you don't have to dance a lot.
Can't really move around a lot. Up. Yeah.
You know, you still look attractive enough. There's probably some hideous woman in the crowd who has a thing for people like you.
For monsters.
For big, hideous monsters.
Today, that John Cena kid that was walking down the street,
have we told people about the John Cena kid?
Give him like a quick... Who's who?
It's just somebody in our neighborhood is this black kid, probably like mid-20s or something like that.
Between ages 16 and 30.
Yeah. And there's a large church parking lot right, like kind of like a side corner from our house. And very often we will see him in that parking lot in nothing but John Cena attire. I don't think I've seen him in anything that's not John Cena attire.
No.
And he just walks shirtless. Around. Yeah, shirtless. And he just walks around reciting the wrestler John Cena's promos. Like, and old-ass ones from, like, 2004 and 2005. Like, not even topical shit.
Yeah.
Like, it just recites them over and over again, and that's pretty much everything he does. I don't think he has a job. Seems pretty clear he might have some sort of mental...
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Something like that. But a strange character in our neighborhood, to say the least.
John Cena shirt or shirtless with, like, the John Cena, like, sweatband around the arm.
He probably owns every John Cena shirt there is, which is an absurd amount of merchandise. Because I think Cena puts out a new shirt like every 3 months.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I was driving back to the house, and I passed him, and he saluted, and I kind of like gave like a half salute. Then I realized he wasn't looking at me, so he probably wasn't like...
He thought he was like, going to have a moment of respect with him.
Like, he was giving me mad props. Like, he recognizes hustle. Not so much loyalty or respect.
They're like, what, you're just driving back home, and he's just like, good on you. You got grocery bags for your mom that she's been asking?
Hyundai Elantra, it's good fuel efficiency.
Salute. Here's to you, boy.
If he was looking at you, though, would you return it?
I think a couple times I feel like I've been running by and caught eye contact with him, and I've been like trying to give him like a nod or something, like a hey, and every time it just seems like he immediately, like, I don't think he avoids eye contact, it's just he's in his own John Cena world.
Yeah.
If he actually like stared at me and gave the salute, I think I would, if only to be like, I want to appease this, just so I don't think you have a job. You could come into my house.
Yeah.
I want you on my side. Like, I want John Cena in my corner.
Yeah.
I need it.
Like in those 80s movies, like a wacky neighbor that looks out for your house, like if terrorists are breaking in.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh no, terrorists are breaking in. Better call John Cena. Boo, boo, doo, boo. Like that's his every dial he hits on the phone is another note to the John Cena. Boo, boo, doo, boo, 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 doo, boo. I'm like, that's too many dinners.
Stop
Save
it.
Save my house.
Enough of this. Boo, boo, boo. He's like Chunk from Goonies. Hey, you guys.
John Cena, somebody help
The Fratelli
him.
Brothers are breaking into our house again.
What's Black John Cena doing?
He swings down.
Kind of going for the AA, but he's not in any sort of, any quasi-realistically good shape for John Cena, so doesn't really do a whole lot.
No, I'm always scared I make eye contact, and that's when he, like, F5s me, because well, I'm not paying attention.
I've always been waiting for the moment when it's like, because I definitely don't look at him when he's, like, when I'm passing him in the parking lot and he's just doing his John Cena promos. Because I'm always like, what if I catch eyes with him and he's just like, oh, you saw this? I'm like, we weren't hiding it. But, like, I catch some embarrassed glare from him or something like that. Like, I'd feel bad.
Yeah.
But, nah.
There's no way he gives a shit. He's doing, I know he lives in a house here, so you must have a basement like us.
You have to assume so. I don't know. Maybe it's like Weebay's house, which is full of nothing but fish or something. I don't know.
He's got to live. That'd be great if he's the terrorist and he's just sitting here like building like dossiers on all of us.
The next James Bond villain or something like that.
Oh.
John Cena kid. He's a strange character in our little collection. But no, I mean.
But if he salutes you, you'll give it to him.
If it's right at me. Yeah.
Looking at you and everything. I felt like such a douche because I'm like half saluting. I'm like, oh, he's not even looking at me.
Yeah, like, you're like,
that'd be great if he looks at me and he's like, douche, what are you?
Yeah, like, you're giving the salute and he looks back at you. He's like, I wasn't giving it to you. Flips you off.
Bag it.
You're like, that's not hustle, loyalty, or respect. It's definitely not respect.
Might be a bit of hustle.
Maybe but... it's a little hustle. That is not respect. Those are not. There's three codes to John Cena: hustle, loyalty, respect. That is not respect at all.
That's as disrespectful as it gets.
You really went the whole green mile on fucking me over on that one, buddy. You're making me look like a real shithead because I did your stupid sleep.
Like all the neighbors that are watering and raking their yards are like,
like he just has like this super offended look, and you're like, ugh. I wasn't doing it towards you. You're like, no, I was giving you something. I was being nice to you. you?
You pale loser. What are you doing?
How dare you? How dare you, John Cena?
Kid? Everyone, let's point at him and laugh.
No, no!
This is my nightmare.
Oh, God. But no, it's like Home Goods, a couple other places. It's definitely a cornucopia of different places in central PA for you to work at if you want to.
Yeah, if I think of something funny, I'll start bringing it up on the podcast. But right now, it's just like, I'm just going to hang out for a couple weeks, not work, and then figure it out. Maybe catering. Maybe apply at Costco again. And the fifth time, maybe I'll get hired.
Did you work at Home Depot?
No.
I feel like you did.
Sean Hasenplug did for a little bit. Despite knowing as little about home improvement as I do. So I'm sure he was just a wealth of info.
Yeah, I always feel like that'd be the best thing. Like, do you guys know where like a torque screwdriver is? Like a blah, 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 blah.
No, I'm sorry, man. I'm straight. But... Yeah.
any interest in seeing the Peanuts movie?
It's coming out soon. No, none at all.
I can't. They're putting an absurd amount of money into advertising it because it's been everywhere. The cast of the Today Show dressed up as them for Halloween.
Wow.
Horrifying results.
Is that...
Like, Al Roker was Charlie Brown. He had, like, the big...
Is that ABC?
Umbrella. No, they're NBC.
Okay. Oh, is this a Disney thing?
I don't believe so. Okay. Don't believe Disney.
I was about to say, if it was Disney and then it was ABC, then...
No, it's definitely not, because they were also advertised on Fox NFL Sunday today.
Oh.
And it's definitely, like, you have to have some money to be doing that. That movie cannot possibly do well. I can't.
I hope it's 45 minutes of the Red Baron.
Oh, man. That would be the worst. That would be the only way you can make a movie worse than like my already low expectations. If I could go in and see it, I'm like, oh, and there's a 30-minute Red Baron scene? It's just like the television movies where it's like, for some reason, an odd like 20% of this movie is this god-awful Red Baron skit that nobody liked. I haven't heard a person in existence who's I love those Red Baron skits. How imaginative and whimsical.
What few World War I vets were alive when that came out, maybe?
I never understood it as a kid. I was like, why does he do this? And every time Mom would just be like, let's just fast forward through this and get to the parts of Charlie Brown we actually like.
Oh, but God, when you caught it on TV, like, oh, it was brutal. I mean, they cut the shit out of it, thankfully, for commercial breaks, but P.U.
It's not like there was a payoff. Baffling. It really, like, it just feels like, it's like listening to a Kevin Smith podcast and hear a lot about Wayne Gretzky. I just have to assume that Charles Schultz just, like, for some reason was fascinated with World War II planes. It was like, I'm just going to put this into my shit. Or World War I planes.
Yeah, Red Baron, that's all World War I. So even more obscure than World War II.
Because it's not like it relates to the story at all. It's not like it's like, and now Snoopy understands what he needs to do to help Charlie Brown understand the meaning of Christmas. There's nothing about that. It's just like, for half an hour, her fucking Snoopy gets in an airplane and fights Red Baron
planes. Even though Charlie Brown clearly asked him to mail a letter.
Yeah, and then gets shot down. Yeah, and then he doesn't do what he's supposed to do. You're like, oh, couldn't we have just shown it not mailing a letter and I could have got the whole gist of this stupid ass scene?
It's baffling.
It's pretty rough.
What would be your price if someone had to pay you to see this movie?
I could probably do it for like $20. $20 and like I'll
buy the cost of the ticket?
Yeah, well, I'd assume the cost of tickets. I'm not taking that out of my cut. But like $20 and like I'll pay for a box of Raisin Nets or something like that. And I'll be like, all right, I'll cover the water. That's fine. I'll make that sacrifice to help me work through this.
$11, sir!
I'm like...
I knew I shouldn't have started drinking it before they told me the price. God
damn it. I'll just pay for what I actually sipped out of it. $7! No, I don't think I could. But if it's at Redbox, do you grab it?
Maybe if it's like a date movie with a chick. But outside of that, I mean, I'd feel like I'll just catch this on an HBO or something down the road.
Because it's a shame. We liked Charlie Brown a lot as kids, but there's just nothing appealing to me about this movie.
I don't think Charlie Brown... It's kind of like Dennis the Menace. It's just not relevant. Yeah, Mickey Mouse.
It just doesn't hold the same weight as it used to. Especially because like now you psychoanalyze everything and you're like, oh, these kids are actually kind of sociopaths at points.
Charles Schultz has been dead for, what, 10 years now? So, you know, he has nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah, oh, I feel like even longer than that. Yeah, and we're at this point now where so many movies are just bombing left and right. That Gem the Hologram movie just fucking
did that come out?
Yeah,
I didn't even know that came out.
And tanked.
Was that animated?
No, it was live action.
Oh, tell me that's Daniel Craig. Like that's what he's been up to. I can get back to Jim movies.
He played Jim for some reason. No, it was...
Gay nightclub's starting to make more sense.
Just god-awful. Well, Goosebumps did pretty good. Good for them.
Did they? That was another one. I was like, what?
Jim and the Holograms. What? Oh, it's Jem. J-E-M, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I wonder if Jem and the Holograms is even part... Oh, there we go. Okay, so it cost $5 million to make, and total it's made $2 million thus far. Not even $2 million. Like, and it came out like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And it's a movie that definitely had to be weighted pretty heavily as being...
$5 million.
Yeah, but that's how much they put into it, and it still couldn't make that.
But money. Yeah, I know. I'm sure they built that. Like, this thing's going to cost $5 million. There's no way that doesn't make its money back.
And no, it's not even made $2 million in America. Which is the only place it's going to sell. Like, it's not like it's a cartoon that they're like, oh, it's huge in China.
Maybe Japan.
I mean, I think Europe got it.
Isn't it like a pseudo kind of anime thing?
No, I mean, Jim and the Holograms was a cartoon. But yeah. I mean, it's the same thing as being like, well, G.I. Joe.
Yeah, really that's true.
All over there.
Who's in it?
Nobody knows, I don't think.
That'd be off, like, Wood Harris. It's like the whole cast of The Wire.
Dominic West plays her dad.
I was like, there's not three hot chicks that you could get for that cast, though. Thought that would still be hot. A 35-year-old Jem.
Let me see here. Jem and the Holograms. Audrey Pebbles, it looks like, is one of them.
Maybe Peebles. Peebles? Maybe it's Mario Peebles' kid. Or no, it's Mario Van Peebles.
Audrey Peebles, Stephanie Scott, Aurora Pernu, Hilly Kiyoko. Molly Ringwald's in it, though. As Aunt Bailey.
Isn't that great? Great. It's the, like, that was part of her contract negotiations. Like, could we get great Aunt Bailey? Can we get the great taken out?
Can we just remove that, please? I don't need people to think I'm ancient.
It's like the one good thing about, what's that show? Terry likes it. It's Lisa Kudrow on HBO, The Comeback.
Oh, yeah.
It's like her comeback TV show. She gets cast as Aunt Sassy.
Sassy?
Yeah. So she always tries to, like, dress sexier, but they're like, no, put this shawl on.
So that doesn't look good. But oddly enough, despite the fact there's a lot of, like, 90s or 80s, like, kids nostalgia reboots coming out.
They all suck,
oddly
right?
Excited for the Power Rangers one. They're doing a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. Mm. Which, I don't know. I mean,
it's more your generation. I mean, I was probably, like, 11 or 12 when it started. But that almost ran, like, your entire childhood.
I think it was on, like, it just started when I was, like, 5 or so. It was, what, 96 it came out, I think?
Yeah.
95, 96.
And then the second year, they had enough episodes where they showed it every day before school. I think it started at, like, 7:30.
Yeah.
After Dragon Ball Z, which we all skipped.
Yeah, for some reason. I mean, now I'm like, why didn't I watch Dragon Ball? But I watched a crap ton of Power Rangers, and I, for some reason, skipped Zeo. I don't know why. I skipped Zeo, came back for In Turbo, which was a much worse season from what everybody's told me. And then I think I pretty much petered off after
that. Go to ninjas? Or samurai?
No, then
or...
they were in space, I think, was the one after that. They go to space, and then after that was when they stopped. That was what they thought was going to be the end of Power Rangers, so they stopped, like, connecting the seasons too much.
Oh, okay.
And then it was, like, galaxies, and then I think there were, like, police officers, or rescue officers, and, like, jungle people, shit like that. Atlantis, I don't know. There's a lot of weird ones. Cowboy World. But I was kind of excited for it. Because they're basically rebooting, I think, as just Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and I don't think they're doing any dark turn or anything like that. It's just going to be kind of traditional. They are changing the cast up. Obviously, it's not going to be the actors from before. Yeah. One of them's dead. But
which one's dead?
Trini, the Yellow Ranger. She died in, like, a car accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, very, like, I think, like, early 2000s, late 90s.
It's oh, wow. Hard.
Yeah. But there was always that controversy.
Who cares? I mean, like, if they replaced Trini, would anyone be like, boom?
But it's the fact that...
Not my Power Rangers, hashtag.
But it's the fact that there was a point in time where the Power Rangers had an Asian woman as the Yellow Ranger, a black man as the Black Ranger, and a gentleman of Native American descent as the Red Ranger. And you're just like, oof, this is...
Oh, was he?
Tommy was eventually the Red Ranger. And he is.
Oh, was he of Native American descent? He did look a little.
I don't know which try or anything like that. I don't know
well, he made it through because he was Green Ranger, then White Ranger.
And then eventually became the Red Ranger.
Though. Yeah.
So it was kind of bad there. But they've changed it up. So now there's a black guy on the team. He's going to be the Blue Ranger. And it looks like the cast is pretty white. But I kind of thought it was cool. They got two pretty good looking chicks playing the female Rangers. That's just going to be the Pink Ranger.
Looks pretty cute. Vaguely Hispanic.
Naomi Scott is her name. And then who's the other one here?
Could be all kinds of ethnicities.
Becky G. I think she's pretty clearly Hispanic, though.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're not going to go two Hispanic Rangers. Unless they're really, like, catering to that market. I guess if there are masks G. all the time, it's easy to dub.
Becky G is her name. I think it could be all right. I don't know. Maybe I guess I kind of have to see how this Rocky reboot does.
Here would be the gutsy move. Bring back Skull and Bulk.
Oddly enough, those guys have come back in the show.
Have they?
Yeah.
At least that's great. They got to be like in their 40s, right?
I think they're older than that.
They're at least 10 years older than I am.
I don't know if Skull came back. I think he actually did for a little bit. But I think Bulk's, I don't know if he's still a part of it, but for at least two seasons of the like newly revamped show, he was like a part of it again. And he's back into like, not the same role, because he had a big character arc through the series.
As you understand.
Did he? Yeah, eventually like a big thing in Space is in the final episode, Bulk and Skull like lead a charge of humans against the aliens, because they're like, we're going to help the Rangers now. And they're like, oh, they've come full circle for these guys.
Were they constants? Like, even...
Even in Zeo and in Turbo, they were in it.
Wow.
And they stayed in through In Space, and then I think that was it. I think they were gone then. I think they made, like, cameos here and there. They played, like, a cameo at one point when, like, there was one episode where all the Red Rangers got together again, where, like, I don't know, one of them, like, gave Tom, or Jason, I think, was the Red Ranger from the original. He gave him, like, the phone, like, you got a call for you, sir, or something like that, like, as a pool boy. I don't really get it, but... Then I think the next time you see him is like Samurai, I think was when they did a new one. And it was like Skull's or Bulk's hanging back around a town and he's like training kids or something like that.
At this point, Skull's just like, all right, don't get fatter than Bulk. Don't get fatter than Bulk.
I wonder if that was like a worry. They're like, we'd like to have Bulk and Skull back, but Bulk's the fat one. And you've... Mm.
And he's like, well, to be fair, Bulk has AIDS. But admittingly, I am 375 pounds.
Which is on me. I can't. A lot of 100 grands.
I probably shouldn't have said Skull has AIDS, Bulk has AIDS first. As an offense.
He's
still only 215.
In my defense, I really could have watched my weight a lot better. I could have had less souffles made of peanut butter and cream cheese. It's just when you work at McDonald's for 15 years in between shows, you get a lot of free button lunches and... Well, you know, these things happen.
Where did you get souffles there? Oh, you know, places.
I make them out of Whoppers. Whoppers? They don't have those at McDonald's. I buy them from Burger King and then sell them on the side secretly in my store.
Take a Big Mac. Do you want a Whopper instead? Wink, wink.
No. That's why I came to McDonald's.
I'll give you a Whopper.
I'll just slide a Whopper in there instead. I don't want a goddamn Whopper. You just put a dollar, extra dollar on the counter once you're done. I don't want a goddamn Whopper, Skull.
Oh, it's cold.
It's not warm at all. The cheese isn't even melted, but it's still cold.
As I'm eating it anyway, like, it's terrible.
You're taking like 3 bites. It isn't even good at all.
I'm just going to pull out of this drive-thru real quick. I haven't paid yet. Oh, wait, I did pay.
I was pretty disappointed, too, the Burger King Whopper. We couldn't get the... haunted black Whopper that turned your poop green.
Was it the green poop that got pulled over? Because Halloween was just yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was, because they were getting some complaints or some news of stories like Burger King Whopper turns poop green, which is like, I mean unless it's like that also gives you can like also raises your risk of cancer, like, who gives a fuck? It was because of food dye, I think.
Yeah, that's all it was.
I'm like, I don't really care. What does it turn my poop green for the rest of my life, or one big dump and I'm done?
It's the rest of your life. Oh. It'd be like, that'd be...
It just for that sandwich? Then no, probably not. Because anytime someone sees it, they're going to be like, did you eat that sandwich knowing it would turn your poop green the rest of your life? And I'm like, stop staring at my dumps.
I feel like green poop could really be like a life changer.
It's like a new hairstyle.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Reinvigorates my identity. It's not like I'm showing it to people. Unless they're looking at like the skid marks in my underwear. Like, oh, green skid marks. Ooh, what have you been doing?
I mean, if you plug the toilet, it's definitely a giveaway. Oh, yeah.
Like, the water looks like fucking Nickelodeon Gak just got spilled into it.
I wonder who that was.
Oh, could have been
Tracy. Anyway.
Probably Scotia. Yeah, no, it's a pretty... I don't think I'd make that choice.
So, I was thinking about it, because we have all the peanut butter cups and 100 grands in the house now. Do you remember the peanut butter cup sales as, like, the fundraiser things for high school?
Yeah. It was back in our... Holy name, I don't know, was it McDevitt?
McDevitt
had it. You would be asked to basically go door-to-door to sell a box of candy. It would be, like, $1 for a full-size candy bar, which at that time was a little more expensive than they usually were, I think.
It was peanut butter cups in a thing.
Oh, it was king size. That's right. They were king size, so it would be for $1.
So it wasn't a bad price.
No, it was pretty good. I mean, now you can't buy a regular size candy bar for less than like $1 usually. So it was pretty good there.
They were probably like $1.25 in the store at that point.
But the goal was that you'd go door to door and you'd sell it to like your neighbors. And, you know, the expected thing was like maybe family and friends would buy a couple. Because it's a box of like probably like 30 or so candy bars.
Something like that, 24 to 30.
Somewhere around that range. And it was supposed to be to like help you fund school activities from thenceforward. I'm sure Hershey probably had some deal with the school.
Not that we did any activities, but.
No. But our
actually,
family.
Like freshman year, I had Mr. Pat, the gym teacher, as our home teacher.
Same teacher I had for my
home. Actually, like not taking them home wasn't an option. Like, you're taking this home. And if you don't sell them, you can bring them back at, you know, whatever, in 2 weeks. And it's fine, but.
You're bringing it home. You're not just skipping on it. Because we went to Catholic school, so private school. So for those of you who are just tell them to go fuck off, it's not really an option.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that, like, fundraising feels like it shouldn't be a mandatory thing a kid had to do, it was. And a
school was only about 10 years away from still smacking kids with rulers. So
Mr. Shire told me my freshman year that they still had the legal right to slap kids. If they wanted to.
I don't think the government really has much room to tell them what to do.
Yeah, because it's a private institute. I'm sure, like, there's some kind of rule about it, but they're like, there's enough leeway that we can smack you. What are you going to do? Your parents are going to say, don't fucking mouth off or whatever.
Buck it up, Tubby. Tubby.
But Mr. Pavlik was our homeroom teacher, and one of the big things you had to do at the beginning of the year was a magazine sale. That was, like, the big school event. You were supposed to go around, get people to like renew their subscriptions.
That was death. Nobody wanted those.
Some people did. There are some people at our school who, I don't know, like, their families and they knew it was going to happen, so they'd wait till then, and they had like 7 magazines they'd get, and like in one fell swoop they'd have everything done. But his thing was adamantly, because I think it was you had to get like 12 sales or something. So there was some like base number that basically covered what you had to do.
Yeah.
Like some minimum, and once you did it, then for, I think it was 2 weeks was the duration of the event, you could dress down in school.
Yeah.
That was like the cool thing that people wanted to do.
Jeans.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
It was awesome. But a lot of us, you know, we didn't have family that really wanted to get magazines. I think we tried pushing on them a couple times and everyone's like, no. My kids probably get something similar too. I'm not doing it. So we generally didn't. And Mr. Pavlik was the only teacher I've ever had who was just like, at the beginning of the day, he'd check to see who had finished their magazine subscription sales. If you didn't, he'd make you stand up in homeroom.
Yeah.
And, like, really just call out, like, I don't have parents or family who are just going to pay this off for me and I don't feel like doing the work.
Yeah. Like a boot camp instructor. Like, really. And every now and then, someone would just be like, my family's broke. And he would still be like, well, that's what you got neighbors for.
Yeah, it would really be like, well, that's why you got to go down to the mall, see if you can't get a couple people. It's like, fuck this. I pay tuition. I don't pay tuition. My family doesn't actually. I think a lot of money covers it. But a lot, in theory, I pay tuition to go to this school.
You don't know that. Maybe not. You
maybe
might.
You should. I said it, so you know now. But anyway, I shouldn't have to pay the magazine subscriptions to not be harassed in class.
My buddy Dexter, who was in my homeroom same year, single parent, just him and his mom living in an apartment. They're both heavier people at that time. Every year he would take the peanut butter cups thing home, and him and his mom would have like a talk at the beginning, like, you know, we're just going to talk to some family, some neighbors, coworkers. We're going to sell these, see how it goes. And he's like, we'd always make it 3 or 4 days, not sell any of them. And me and my mom would just be like, fuck it, why don't we just eat them all ourselves and pay for it at the end?
Which is what we did in our family, but I think we just skipped the initial conversation. Because I think, like, I feel like when they came home, mom's like, I'll bring them into work, see if anyone wants them, come home the next day, be like, well, I had $2 in the car, but we'll just pay for that. And then, like, while it's sitting in the kitchen, I'd be like, I want a candy bar. Mom's like, we'll just pay for it. And eventually, like, half of them are gone. I think maybe we just removed all pretense.
We'd have sold, like, 3 of them.
Like, we're like, we'll just eat the rest of the rubber.
I think it's funnier the idea of 2 people doing it. That was at least 4 of us eating them.
It was a family, yeah.
The idea of, like, Dexter and his mom just drinking fruit punch and eating peanut butter cups all day.
Oh, what an awful combination, too.
Yeah, that was always... talk about some fat days. We're just like, we're going to try and say, fuck it, let's just eat all these ourselves.
Let's just pay the school $30 to eat a bunch of peanut butter cups.
I heard Holy Name will let us sit outside during Mass and say, oh, fuck it, let's just eat them ourselves.
Yeah, we could probably bring some into church and... Yeah, fuck.
Because it was such a treat. Like, holy shit, 4 peanut butter cups in, like, 1 sitting.
It was. And there was... I feel like there was also a point in time there, too, where, like, mom was slightly more strict on us about, like, well, you can have this treat or something like that. Like, it wasn't every... Because I know when Sean was here, he was like, yeah, you guys always were just eating garbage all the time. And I feel like, yeah, we were for the most part, but I feel like mom still had some restrictions.
It was a slow... By the time you hit high school, definitely it was gone.
Yeah, but... by the time I was, like, graduating high school, I don't think she monitored anything. Because I was already fat as shit then anyway, and she didn't care, so... At that
point, I blame society.
I was like, I blame you for not having a job.
Getting McDonald's way too often.
Instead of getting groceries, you decided to pick up McDonald's and a couple $2 quarts of fucking milk. Like, that's going to last us. It doesn't. Newsflash.
Well, that's you now. Back then, it was like, McDonald's!
Yeah, back then, it was like, so wait, we can just get McDonald's food. I can go back home and play more Tales of Symphonia. Yeah, no. There is some...
One of the worst. I bet you there was at least one day I probably ate 12 peanut butter cups in a day. Probably had one when I woke up, one right around lunch, and like one at night.
Yeah, no, and those pretty good days.
12 peanut butter cups in a day sounds like a lot.
I mean, it certainly is. I'm sure it's like probably 1,000 to 1,200 calories.
Yeah, of just garbage.
Yeah.
There's some protein in there. I might have argued that to
peanut
myself.
Peanut butter's in it. It's like powdered garbage peanut butter. Yeah. It's not like, it's not covering it. But peanut butter's calorie dense to begin with anyway, too.
I think they switched with Kit Kats every now and then. But the Kit Kats would always be there way later than the peanut butter
cups.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it was a variety box. It'd be like Hershey bars, Kit Kats, Reese's, and I feel like they'd be Hershey bars with almond. And the almond Hershey bars would be around forever. Because mom was the only... I think mom and Terry were the only ones who'd eat them.
I'll eat them now. But yeah back then...
I eat them now, like, but I hated them as a kid.
There's a big old nut in the middle of this.
I'm like, why don't I just eat chocolate? I used to eat a Hershey. If someone gave me a Hershey with almond bar, I used to eat it around the almonds and then spit the almonds back onto
like
the wrapper.
Like a peach?
Yeah. Like, really. Like, it was a peach core. And I just spit it on there and I just eat the chocolate around it like a fucking squirrel. And it must be the most annoying thing in the world for somebody watching it.
Like... in a big fat squirrel costume.
It doesn't fit. Like, my belly's jumping out of it. For the longest time, I thought I hated nuts. I don't know why. I don't know what reason I gave myself to be like, I don't like nuts. It's just one of those things. I like chocolate more, so if the offer was given to me, I'd take a chocolate, just pure chocolate.
I feel
chocolate
like you're getting Jewed on chocolate when that happens. Like, oh, okay.
But now I kind of like having peanuts. But I remember that big turnaround was one time I was with Grandma. And do you remember she used to go to that barber, like in a woman's basement.
Yeah.
In like a community.
Yeah, not far from here. I think it was off Nye's Road or something.
Something like that. And I remember she took me there with her once, and she, like, one of the ladies gave me a Nutrageous bar, and I don't know if I just decided to take advantage of it. I feel like Grandma was probably like, just eat the fucking candy bar. She didn't say fucking. She was a very holy woman. Yeah. But she was just like, eat the candy bar.
She gave me those eyes that, like, just shut up and eat the fucking candy bar.
Nutrageous. And I had it. It was pretty good. And I think that turned me around on nuts from thenceforward.
Thank you, Nutrageous.
Thank you, Nutrageous. This is about the only thing I can ever compliment you for. If someone gave me a Nutrageous now, I'd be like, oh, why not just...
Still pretty good. Isn't it just a payday with chocolate over it?
No, there's no chocolate. It's just like...
Or no, a payday is like a Nutrageous with chocolate on it, right?
Well, no, payday doesn't have anything on it. Payday is just caramel with nuts. I feel like Nutrageous was something. Hold on, let me... I feel like I'm going to get in trouble for typing Nutrageous into
it. Just like hit nuts. Achoo!
Or like, I'm gonna get some like
big gobble. Black.
I'm gonna get some gobble thing. Okay, Reese's Nut Rages. It did have chocolate, but had peanut butter also instead of caramel.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. Yeah, I haven't had Nut Rages in a long time.
But like, if someone handed me a Payday, I'd eat it. But I'd definitely be like, eh.
I like Paydays.
I like Zero Bars.
I feel like it's a little bit healthier, even though I'm sure it's not, because it tastes salty as hell.
Yeah. Payday, or Zero Bars, I've always liked. They're so rare, but it's the only white chocolate candy bar I can think of. They just don't make them. It's pretty good. Peanut, almonds, and nougat, covered in white fudge.
It's been a long time since I've had a Zero Bar, but I did remember liking them.
They're good. They actually sell them at the Rock where I work. I always, like, if I feel like if I go down there, I'll usually grab one.
If you'd only take one candy bar to a desert island, well, one type of candy bar.
I get like an unlimited supply of it?
Yeah. Or...
I mean, smart answer would be like...
I feel like you say Zero Bar and then like 2 days into it, you're like, fuck this like, candy
bar. I don't like it that much. It's a gimmick candy bar. Throw it in the ground. I think I might go with like a...
You just get like that one text like, Zero Bars, out of business. You're like, well, shit.
Well, fuck me. Like, what were they mailing it in? It's like the Dharma, True Flames, they fly in and drop Zero Bars in. But because they sold out, they're not going to give me anything anymore. They're just going to starve.
They're just going to drop empty crates.
They drop empty crates, and every time I open it up, it just says start fishing. I'm like, that fuck you.
At one point, you're just like purposely standing under the crate like, well, maybe this time it'll crush me and kill me so I can stop starving to death.
I'm like, I don't have tools to open this, you know? I have to open this with my hands.
My island is slowly overfilling with empty crates.
I don't know where to put them. I feel like 100 grand would be definitely, I feel like, a first thought pick. I feel like that's the one to go. I feel like Reese's.
What are those?
Peanut butter cups. I don't know what ones those specifically are.
Hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
I feel like Reese's peanut butter cup I'd like, but I'd eventually want milk with them. Like 100 grand I can eat.
Oh, almost immediately.
Like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Like, oh, this would be great with a thing of milk. And like I hear like a talking monkey next to me, like, you should try coconut milk. And I'm like, get out of here.
Are you like, a female monkey?
Can I fuck you? No.
No, I mean like, do you have tits to milk?
First question, female monkey, can I milk you? Second question might hinge a little bit on the first one. Do you mind if I milk you?
I mean, I'm going to anyway. I'm just trying to be...
No, we're all bad, man.
You can't do any of those things.
Next shot's just me breaking the monkey's neck over a fire. Like, well, I'll do something with this. I'm going to eat this monkey.
I win.
Take that. You had one talking animal on the island, and you killed it. You didn't even ask him a grand wishes.
No, you didn't ask him one single thing, like, how do I get off this island?
I asked
he clearly had, like, fresh McDonald's bag with him. And...
I asked him the most important questions I could think of. Do you have milk, and can I fuck you?
He had a pilot's license, like, strapped to his chest.
A little pilot's hat. Just like, wait a minute, can I fuck you? No! Then you're no use to me.
And you're fucking him while you're cooking. I win again.
I get to decide the rules here.
I'm Jacob.
I think 100 grand, I think someone I'll probably go with. There's some good options out there, though, like a Take Five.
Take Fives I do like.
Whatchamacallit's good on occasion. But I think the one I'd enjoy most consistently probably would be 100 grand, because it's got basically everything I like in a candy bar, caramel, chocolate, and then rice in it.
Yeah.
That or a Milky Way, maybe.
I'd probably go Snickers.
Snickers is a good one.
But every like couple days, I'd be like, why didn't you pick a Milky Way, you piece of shit?
Yeah, but I... at the same time, also, like, I don't know.
But then what day three, you get sick of caramel. It's like, oh, that's all the Milky Way has.
That nougat, isn't it? Or no, it is. No, yeah, there's nougat in it. There's one that's just caramel. But
those ones are so good, too.
Those are ridiculous. I do love the shit out of caramel. That is like my one huge like sweet tooth weakness. I'll eat like if you give me a bag of those like bite sized caramels, I can eat like a bag of those.
Probably it's such a joke. And mom definitely used to get those, thinking like it'll be good just for snacking. It's like, well, if I eat 9 of them, it's not gonna matter.
No. Okay, you're on the desert island. You get
do you have to eat the monkey you fucked and then killed?
No.
Or killed and then fucked or whatever.
No, your king's guard goes against mine. No.
Tried to milk it and grab it. Like, this is just a penis.
Oh, jacked off my mouth.
Oh. All over my zero bar. I don't know where the chocolate starts and the cum ends. Oh, well, what
a... I'm back. What's the biggest problem this bar is going to have? No, you're on the island. You pick Snickers. 5 days out of the week, they drop a box. Or 6 days out of the week, they drop a box at Snickers bars. Seventh day, they drop the box. It's Good and Plenty's. Are you grateful for the Good and Plenty's at all? Or
I bet you by...
Just because it's a different taste?
Yeah, finally. I probably would be grateful. But, I mean, is it like a big bag, like that bag you had to eat?
Well, yeah, it's meant to sustain you. Yeah, it's like a definitely like a let's say like a 3.5 pound bag or something like that.
It's a half a pound into that. I'm like, this sucks. Where's my Snickers?
First and foremost, like after like a month, your teeth are gonna be destroyed from
it. Oh yeah,
if you're sustaining yourself entirely off of candy,
I'm gonna have to leave it out in the sun for it to melt so I can just eat it.
Straw.
Yeah, it's gonna be sad days, no doubt.
Like, is still the question.
I'll
like,
still have my why mon- have you guys I'll still have my monkey to talk to.
Why have you guys not escaped, tried to escape the island yet? Well, I tried to build a boat, but I didn't know knots, so I just gave up. I assume someone else will come here.
Mikey, what'd you do with your monkey? He turned out to be the man in black, so wasn't a lot of fun.
No, he really hosed me on some
There's
things.
No Jacob. There's no one to kill. No. Stop talking to me. Maybe if you blow me. Like, that's not... It's not going to work again.
Or will it? I saw something here because this is a good point in the year to talk about candy. I actually had a friend at work at one point. He left.
Twix would be a good second too.
This would be good too, especially if I can enjoy Twix without having to ever hear those stupid fucking commercials.
Yeah,
I cannot grasp them. I don't.
Oh, what, the right side versus the left side?
Yeah, it never makes sense to me. I'm like, there's nothing different between the bars though, and I know it's the point of the commercial, but why are you trying to make it a thing? Like, which side do you prefer? Like, don't ask me. They're the same bar. Whatever fucking way I open it up either this way or that way. It's just, it's going to change which one it is. The same fucking thing.
I worry about you sometimes. Very good. How much time in your day do you have to get frustrated?
A lot of times. I haven't got upset on a political issue on this scale, but I am infuriated by these fucking Twix commercials.
Even though there's always someone in every one of those commercials that points out how stupid it is. Yeah, that there's just no difference.
Like, they have packing tape too.
Take him to the basement and rape him with the right bar. Then he'll find out the difference.
No.
I think it's funny that like every time I open it, I always have like, unless I'm starving, I always have like the good intention of like, I'll just eat one, save the other one for and then within 30 seconds, I'm like, oh, fuck it. Nom, 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 nom. Who am I trying to impress? What bikini am I trying to squeeze into? Nom, 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 nom.
This was a list of candy bars or candies you just can't get anymore. I'll see if you recognize any of these.
Because I'm 7 years older.
Well, no, I mean, there are some of these that were, like, in the 80s. And, like, some, a lot of them have discontinued. Like,
oh, Peppermint Tootsies. Those were delish.
Bonkers, the fruit candy.
Yeah, I do remember
they
those.
They were, like, Starburst-like chews.
They were not very filling. Good. I don't really like the fruity ones.
No. I never understood people. Like, I love Skittles. I could eat a bowl of Skittles. I'd be like, oh.
That's like a nightmare.
As a child, I'd eat them. But now, I could not comprehend doing it. Like, it's just, like, so tart and gross.
It wasn't a friend of mine, but it was someone. They were sharing a post on Facebook. Like, this is my friend's April Fool's Day joke. And it's a bowl of M&Ms. But then when it pans really close, you can see some of them are actually Skittles. Like, oh, that's fucking heinous.
That is pretty... fucking horrible. Yeah, that would be pretty awful if you like subscribed a handful of
them. It'd be immediate too, like, oh, I'm gonna have to kill somebody.
Butterfinger BBs.
Oh yeah,
which are like the bite-sized Butterfinger.
Yeah, they're fine.
All right.
Oh, goodbye.
Chocolite, which was a Nestle product. Apparently it only lasted until the 1980s, but it was like a chocolate bar with aerated chocolate in it.
Isn't that what, like, a Nestle's Crunch Bar is?
No, it's, like, chocolate with, like, kind of, like, almost, like, it feels almost like a nougat. It's kind of, like, air bubbles in it. It's got a weird texture to it. This one sounded really fucking good, though. A Marathon Bar.
I think I have had that.
Marathon Bar was 8 inches of chocolate-covered caramel.
Yeah, I definitely had that.
Sounds pretty good. I never had one. It was phased out in the 1980s.
Oh, maybe I didn't have one, then. Thinking of something else.
I guess it was the...
I assumed it was going to have some healthy aspect to it, but...
No, I think it was the commercial spokesman was called Marathon John. Mom found that hilarious. She's like, what a cute name.
Oh, she's probably watching, like, ISIS cutting off some guy's head.
Got him!
You come up here and watch it. It's the fun part.
It's hilarious.
These are always good.
PB Max. It was a chocolate-covered bar that also included oats and a cookie along with peanut butter.
Yeah, I remember that.
Introduced around 1990, but was gone within a few years.
I don't remember them being very good.
No. Powerhouse Bar, which I guess was...
Those are gone?
Apparently. It was the same group that did, like, Almond Joys and Mounds. It was a chocolate bar with peanuts, fudge, and caramel. Ring a bell at all?
A little bit.
The picture they have is super old school, so I don't know. I've never...
Oh, no, it doesn't look familiar.
Here. Reggie, based off of Reggie Jackson... a round bar that consisted of caramel and peanuts and milk chocolate.
Nope.
Apparently it still exists, though, as the name Bun Bar.
An even less appealing name.
Yeah, Space Dust, I don't even care. Wonder Ball, I do remember.
Oh, yeah.
It was like...
Is it the orange?
No, it was a chocolate ball that inside used to have, like, you know, like those, like, plastic eggs used to have at, like, grocery stores that you'd open, and then inside would be, like, real candy and then, like, a treat.
Yeah.
And it used to have a theme song, like, oh, I wonder who I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do remember
What's in a Wonder Ball? Yummy Nestle chocolate with candy shapes inside. Something, something, something. I wonder what's inside. Oh, I wonder.
Shitty little baseball card.
Something garbage like a Cracker Jack box. Dude, what's in a Wonder Ball? But I think they changed it at one point, because I guess this is like an offshoot of an English candy that, I think, oh fuck, what are they called? I think they're called, like, kettles or something like that. But theirs is, like, actual, like, good shit in it. Mm. And I guess ours changed because they were worried that kids would eat the fucking ball and then, like, choke on the shit inside.
It was a pretty big ball, though. Like, it's not like you could have just devoured it whole.
No, it was like probably like... I mean, it was like a box would be like that big.
Oh, okay. A
ball would be smaller.
Maybe I'm thinking bigger.
Let me see if I can look up Wonder Ball. I know there was... I know it's like an offshoot of something. Wonder Ball.
Oh, Junior Mints. I went through a phase of Junior
Mints. Those were pretty good.
I don't know if I... Now I don't think I could eat more than like 5 or 6 of them without getting kind of like, I get it.
They're good.
Toothpaste covered in chocolate.
I think they're good at, like,
the movies.
Yeah. Kinder Surprise, that's it. Yeah, like, they're good at movie theaters. Kinder Surprise, which is... Let's pull it up here. Yeah, it actually had, like, a capsule in it. It used to have, like, a real toy inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like a small Pokemon or some bullshit like that. And I think it had, like, maybe white chocolate covered by dark or, like, a milk chocolate. But they didn't do that for the American version because they're like, kids are probably going to bite into the capsule, choke, and kill themselves. So they never put it over here. But a lot of, like, overseas friends I have are like, I love the Kinder.
I'm surprised it's not, like, some hipster thing you're into, like, that you pay for to come to ship.
Like the Pocky was at one point in time when I used to get, like, dessert Pocky sticks.
What's the most of those you think you ever ate in a sitting?
There was one box I used to get.
I know the strawberry ones were like medicine for you. It took forever for you to get through.
They weren't great. But there used to be one. It was like a dessert stick I got. And they were huge. They were like three times the size of a regular piece of Pocky. So like only 4 came in the box. And I think I went through that in a day. But it's weird. Because like it was almost like a novel thing. Like I found out Pocky existed. I'm like, oh, these are super cool. I think now if you offered me Pocky, I'd be like, I don't really want this. Because it's not that good. It's not like the biscuit part of it was delicious. But there was a point in time where I bought a shit ton of Pocky. For those of you who don't know what Pocky is, and you're like, what the fuck is he
Pocky!
Pocky! It's basically like a biscuit stick, and then it's dipped in something. Usually chocolate. That's the traditional one, dipped in chocolate. But some would be like dipped into like a strawberry kind of chocolate. And then there's like a lot of weird, wacky flavors. Oh, Pocky's website actually plays music for some reason.
Oh, wow. And, well, of course, San Francisco.
They gotta get somewhere. Ooh, new cookies and cream Pocky. Chocolate banana Pocky. Let's see here.
Chris, Mikey, I might be getting back into the Pocky game.
Get Pocky. Matcha green tea. Oof, that sounds just awful.
how disappointed I'd be in you if, like, I just saw like shipments of Pocky and Wunderballs coming in on like
the pies. But the one I forget what the one I had was. It wasn't Pocky, like the brand, but it was a Pocky offshoot.
Christopher, there's a crate showed up with a small chocolate-shaped elephant.
Yeah, can you get away from it, please?
Stop touching it.
Yeah, can you get your big, greedy eyes off of it?
The tusks are made of nougat. Oh, wait, those aren't edible.
I forget what it was. It was probably something like a cheesecake flavored or something like that. Have you ever had, or heard of, the Japanese Kit Kats?
No.
They have a variety of Kit Kat flavors that would blow your mind.
Ooh.
Like, some of them are weird, but like, hold on, let me look up Japanese Kit Kat flavors. Because you'd think Hershey makes the Kit Kat.
Yeah.
That we're in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
What's their new?
Surely we'd have seen all the best flavors they have to offer.
Oh, it's officially Kit Kat.
It's officially Kit Kat. Oh, wait, it's Nestle? Is that who does it there? Is Nestle Kit Kat?
Yeah, we're... no, we're not Kit Kat.
Hold on. Hershey Kit Kat. Let me see. No, I guess it is Nestle.
Oh.
Guess we're crazy.
Whoops.
Whoopsie poopsie. But yeah, no, like, we're still in America. You'd still expect, like, the best flavors to be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me just give you a couple varieties of Kit Kat flavors that are available in Japan. Now, some of these are, like, kind of, like, made to be weird, but they have an absurd amount of them. Let me pull down here. It's almost something, if I went to Japan, I'd have to have, like, $100 just to buy wacky candies to bring home.
No, you don't. I'm telling you that right now.
Like, yeah, just $100 worth of wacky Kit Kat flavors for
and so
to
many
try.
Of your friends aren't locals, so I mean, they could just order them and get them mailed anyway.
Let's see, strawberry Kit Kat.
Okay.
Sounds like one.
I'd still rather eat a regular Kit Kat over that.
Citrus. Golden blend.
No, thank you at all.
Pear.
Oof.
Shinsu apple.
Can't be good.
Apple Kit Kat. Veggie flavored Kit Kat.
They all just sound like fart flavored Kit Kats.
Purple sweet potato Kit Kats.
Oh god.
Hot Japanese chili Kit Kat.
Oh.
Cinnamon cookie Kit Kat.
That might be okay.
Strawberry cheesecake Kit Kat.
That I'd eat.
Blueberry cheesecake Kit Kat.
Yeah, sure.
Matcha green tea Kit Kat.
For the record, if someone handed me a free bar of any of these, I'd try it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'd try these. It wouldn't be like...
The chili one might be the only one that I'm really not looking forward to.
Hochija roasted tea. I fucked up that name, but another tea-flavored Kit Kat. Brown sugar syrup Kit Kat.
Probably good.
Red bean sandwich Kit Kat.
Can't be good. I'll eat it, though.
The guy doing it said it was the worst tasting candy ever ate. Wasabi Kit Kat. Which just sounds god-awful.
Ugh.
Have you had wasabi before?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually had real wasabi. You know, like, here, it's almost never real wasabi. It's, like, just kind of a root that's... Because it'd be too expensive. It's just a root that's pretty similar.
I don't know if the one I had was exactly wasabi, but Adam, back in the day, was almost hipster before hipster. He used to have sushi for lunch. Like a homie name.
How did he not get beat up?
He wasn't well liked.
There were so many black kids in that high school. They should...
No, this is holy name. This is holy name.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he ever did it in McDonald's.
In grade school?
Yeah.
Wow.
And like his first year in our school too. Like he probably waited like a couple weeks and then it was definitely like bringing out the sushi at lunch. But I remember one time he gave me he was eating sushi and he was explaining what wasabi is. And he just gave me a piece of it and I tried it and like put it on my tongue. It was horrendous. It was like... I think it was like that Simpsons episode where Homer eats the crazy devil pepper.
Yeah.
It's like the shot of him trying to eat an ice cream cone. It just melts before it hits his tongue. That's what I felt like it was. Like, I was like, it's so hot. I like tried to drink chocolate milk and it was just like evaporating before it hit my tongue. It was horrendous.
I like a little bit of it, but it is very overpowering.
Well, the point of it's supposed to be when you eat sushi, at least
sinuses
what I'm told,
out too.
It's supposed to be a palate cleanser. It's supposed to burn the taste off your tongue so that you can eat the next sushi and enjoy its full flavor.
But it lingers. It's not like it just disappears.
That's what I was told. I don't know. I don't eat
makes
sushi,
sense.
But
I don't know. But once again, I hear most Americans have never had actual wasabi.
Those are the ones here.
The version we have is just kind of like super horseradish.
So Kit Kat is Hershey in the U.S. Or at least it is at some point. I know there's even more flavors than that.
Like, Japan was trying to sell that to Hershey. Like, yeah, we got peach and plum flavored Kit Kats we'll sell over here. And Hershey's like, no thanks. Nestle's like, we'll do it. And Hershey's like, yeah, knock yourselves out.
Well, I think it's Hershey just has the rights here. I think the rest of the world, Nestle makes Kit Kats.
Huh. Interesting. But there's
more than 200 different flavors of Kit Kats over there. I want to find, like, a list because there's so many more absurd flavors. I'm sure there's, like, a fish-flavored Kit Kat bar. Like, it's
just... We should just order the craziest one and have it shipped here. That red bean. Like it might be the red bean one.
Red bean. That looks like poop. Is it literally... Like there's a pudding Kit Kat there.
I mean, is it literally, like, kidney bean sandwiches? And that's...
No, I forget what red bean exactly is. Let me see. The list of Japanese Kit Kat flavors has got to be. List of Japanese Kit Kat flavors. Come on, help me out here. No. There we go. Japanese Kit Kat flavor list. Load this bad boy up. How's every little thing?
Oh, you know.
Go Mets.
I know. They got to win tonight or it's done. I don't know how you do it. I this being a sports fan is just mentally and emotionally exhausting.
Oh, it's just terrible. It's why I don't put as much stock into it as I used to, because it used to just fucking destroy me. Like, I used to have to, like, walk around the house, pace, like, turn off the TV at times. Like, even today, like, I had the game on the side and the Giants got scored on. I was just like, I'm just going to turn this off for a bit. Yeah,
it's horrendous. At least the Super Bowl is just one game. The World Series, it's like, yeah, I got to stretch this out over a week.
Kit Kat soy sauce, ugh. Kit Kat caramel pudding, Kit Kat watermelon, Moose Cat of Alexandria. I don't know what that's supposed to be. Kit Kat salt. I guess just salty Kit Kat. Soy milk chocolate, white peach and yellow peach, cookie plus, whole wheat flour. Convey your feeling. I don't know what that is.
How about we do a contest where we each order one of these? And send it to Terry. Whoever successfully picks the worst flavor, the loser has to watch that Robert De Niro intern movie when it comes out at the $2 theater next week. Or when it's got to be due.
It's got to be coming up soon. Hold on, wait. They say buy Japanese Kit Kat flavors. Let's see.
Oh, well, yeah. Let's make sure.
Let's see how this is.
This isn't like a $40.
There's also like a variety pack. And I wonder if you get like random ones. That should be the question. We both like get a box of Japanese Kit Kats. We keep it closed. We get on the podcast, and it's who can get through the most of their Kit Kats.
Oh, wow.
Because you don't know what you're going to get. Yeah. Like, you can open up yours, and it's nothing but like, oh, like oatmeal caramel. Or like, oh, another cookie one. And I'm just like, oh, coffee and wasabi. That's all they are.
So we both order boxes separately. Mm-hmm. I open all my Kit Kats, shuffle them back in the box, hand them to you. You do the same. So there's no late wrappers or anything on them even.
Well, I was going to say, we just don't even open the boxes. Like, until the podcast starts. And then you just open the
box. Oh, they make, like, surprise packs?
Oh, that's what I'm trying to see. It looks like that's what we're getting here. It looks like there's a Japanese Kit Kat variety box.
Mikey, what was that? That was 14-year-old girl panty flavor.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about that.
That's you're actually going to be wanted by the police now.
Let's see. These 15 flavors of Kit Kats are usually sold in different regions of Japan. It costs about $200 to order individually.
What?
Now you can try them all in a special variety.
Sorry, folks. This contest might not happen.
It includes two of each flavor for a total of 30 individual Kit Kats. Let's see. Flavors include soybean, brown sugar syrup flavor, wasabi, Nagoya red bean sandwich, citrus blend, purple sweet potato, strawberry, mocha, roasted green tea, Yatsuhai, a Japanese flavor, Japanese treat, Shinsui apple, red pepper, blueberry cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake, and pear.
Oh, how mad would you be?
Oh, they're sold out. God damn it. I don't know why I bothered to read all that now.
How mad would you be if, like, we did the mystery one and I got, like, strawberry cheesecake and you got, like, red bean sandwich?
It'd be pretty annoying. It'd be pretty fucking infuriating. If, like, yeah, if it's just that random...
Kit Kats are the same thing, because you'll get they come in fours, and you're like, I'll just eat two of these now.
I think theirs is in twos, but let's see.
Oh, like 2X?
Unavailable. Damn it, this one's also unavailable. I'm going to do some research on this. I'm going to see if I can find it.
As long as it's affordable.
Let's see. Japanese Kit Kat box rum raisin flavor.
That might not be too bad.
Do we want to find the most disgusting box of Kit Kat flavors and make it an eating contest, see who can get through the most of it?
Yeah, definitely.
What would you say is the worst? Like, going off that list we just had.
I mean, what? Look up what red bean is.
Let's see. Google.
If it's like squid parts or something, that's got to be the worst.
Japanese, what is red bean? I know there's like people who listen to Weekly Manga Recap right now who are just infuriated with me. Like, you fucking read Japanese media for so long. How do you not know what red bean is?
Red bean was a main character in Bleach.
I'm like, not anymore. He died during the Hollow Arc. You remember. Red bean paste is a dark red sweet bean paste. Is prepared by boiling and mashing adzuki beans and then sweetening the paste with sugar or honey.
So it is literally just beans.
Yeah. The husk of the beans can be removed, which leads to a smoother or more homogenous paste.
I'll put that as maybe not my number one, but the wasabi one, it could be really rough.
That would be horrendous.
That almost... Do we want to agree not to use that one, or...
Do we want to veto? Do we want to, like... pose it out there. Let me see if I'll do some research on this. I'm gonna try to pull up like a list of the flavors we can get, and then we can each get like two vetoes, like a flavor, or like one each. We're just like, I will not eat any of that.
We have it ready for when John Boy and Tommy are here. Hey, guess what you guys are competing in? It's free food. You fucking toons will eat it.
Yeah, you'll be all over it for something that they won't have to suffer the punishment for.
You didn't pay for it. I'm sure you guys are all about it. Is your dad waiting outside? I got one more thing.
All right.
Have you seen the picture? It's not really a full picture of him, but the like teaser picture of Luke Skywalker from
Force Awakens. I haven't seen a teaser. The only thing I've seen of him, I know, is like the shot of him putting his hand on R2-D2.
No. Here, trailer. Google it real quick.
What is it? Promo.
Shot. Just put Luke Skywalker Force Awakens. Floppy elephant penis.
Peanut. Wait, hold on. Force Awakens.
Penis.
Peanut. Wait, now! Can you distract it again? Harrison Ford dressed as a hot dog and Jimmy Kimmel alive. Is that what we're looking for?
Definitely not. Hit images, see what comes up.
Is any of these?
No. Scroll down. Oh, God. It's not him, is it?
No, it is him.
Was it like the bucket challenge?
It's
just a hot day.
No, I think it was the bucket challenge or something like that.
Let me
Am I supposed to type in something else?
Oh, no.
Oh, and your cigarette fell.
All right, let me
grinding this so to a halt at the end.
I know. Let me hold on here. Hit Mark Hamill, Force Awakens. Hamilo.
Mark Hamilo. Let's see how he's doing.
Hit.
Is there an image or what?
Yeah, it's just an image.
Is this like an officially released image or what?
Yeah. So I'm surprised why it's not out there. Like teaser photo or teaser shot.
Mark Hamill, Force Awakens teaser image.
It's Kevin Smith, like three of them down.
A whole lot of nothing here. You're starting to look kind of cruiser marker.
God. This is going to bother me.
Why did you see it?
I've seen it a couple times on Facebook from my friends, but I can't remember exactly which friends, or else I'd look it up on their wall. Yeah, just noodle it around.
My God. I have to do with the groundwork for this image. I don't know if it even exists. Luke Skywalker, is this it?
No.
Like, what am I supposed to be looking for? I mean, I guess you don't want to spoil anything, but... Or say nothing. I guess that works, too. Guess what? You're getting wasabi paste. Here's your first look of Luke Skywalker. Maybe this is it. And I don't exactly know. Let's see. Scroll down. Try to see if I can't salvage this god awful bit you decided to end with. Is this it?
No. Okay. Well, I guess I'll just describe it because I can't find it. It's the only colors used in it. It's a shot of him from behind on what looks like the bridge of some starship staring out of space, but the only colors being used are black and red.
It's the idea being, what if Luke Skywalker's evil?
Yes, exactly. What if he's a Sith?
I can't see them doing that. That's a pretty... It seems... That's a pretty... Like, unless it's a trick that they're throwing in there, or maybe it's like Obi-Wan. Maybe he dies in this movie. Maybe he's the master, passes it on, and then at the
end... The Jedi or the Sith teaching?
The Jedi teaching. And at the end of it, he dies on the ship protecting his Padawans or whatever.
That makes sense.
Because the thing is that if you look at the...
We're fighting Kylo Ren.
Is that the name of the guy? Yeah, or something like that.
I feel like he's going to be... Maybe not a one-off villain, but I feel like he's going to be a placeholder for a bigger...
Well, I mean...
The idea that it's not a Sith is kind of upsetting.
Well, he's just a dark Jedi or whatever, right? Or just a dark force
user. I don't know if he has any philosophy. I guess the Empire's philosophy would be his, although that is fairly Sith.
I'm trying to find... Where is this the image of the Force Awakens poster? Okay, so this is the image of the Force Awakens. The poster. And they're doing it in, like, the old... I don't know if it is Drew Struzan, but, like, that's the style mm-hmm. they're going with. I feel like there's another official image in this. I don't feel like this is the one that I'm supposed to be seeing.
It's the one at Sears.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like there's another one. Maybe it's this one?
That one?
I feel like maybe it's this one. Maybe not. Nah, it's definitely, like, a May the 4th Pinterest. All right, well, I'll go off of this one as it being the official one. And this is done by Drew Struzan, so I guess that is it. But in this one, it's worth noting, like, she's the front and center person.
Yeah.
He's the only one we've seen with a lightsaber as a good guy in the movie, but it almost seems like they're building up that she's the main character, which I think is kind of cool, like, get a female character in the lead of the franchise. But I almost wonder if it's, like... I'm assuming she's supposed to be one of the main character's kids. I don't know if she's supposed to be Leia and Han's kid... Or she's supposed to be maybe Luke's kid or something like that. But it's interesting to me that she's in there at like the front and center role, but we've not seen her really doing anything.
Do much of anything. It's all...
Because you've seen him
It's take all reaction off, shots from her, like looking right, at something.
Running around in the sand. It's like almost the masterful thing of the Star Wars trailers and all that stuff right now is I still have no idea what the plot of the movie is.
They're playing this pretty close to the vest.
And... They're going to make just a...
And you've seen the new one, right? The just, one that came out like a week and a half ago. That one
came out during Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that one feels like it... Awesome
trailer.
Posed way more questions.
Doesn't answer anything. But it's so cool. And that...
And no Luke on that poster.
No Luke.
But Han Solo prominently featured. Because they've already kind of given away, like, look, he's still wearing the same clothes, so he probably hasn't changed that much. Chewie's still around.
Well, they're all... They're like... Noting that they're all old. Obviously, yeah. If they're supposed to be their kids, they're saying at least like 2 decades or so have probably passed since then. And I'm sure they're probably going to justify as more for, you know, why these characters went from looking like they're 20 to looking like they're 70. But just the idea that like they haven't told you anything about the movie, no plot. She supposedly looks like the main character. You haven't seen her do anything but run around on Tatooine, really.
Yeah.
You've seen him. I think you've seen him in a starship and holding a lightsaber. So it's possible that he is just like he's the Luke Skywalker-esque character, but she's front and center of most of the promotional material.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm almost wondering how that's like what like if a trick's going on there or if like they're just really keeping it close to the chest. Like maybe she doesn't get anything until the end of the movie or something like that.
Well, they set it up with Grievous because before then you could be it was kind of like so can normal people cannot even touch lightsabers? Like do they just explode in their hands? But Grievous actually uses it. As a like cyborg, so
yeah,
I guess it is. But the idea is, it's like giving a dog a fork. They don't really know how to use it to its capacity. So who knows what?
But if she's either the kid of Luke or Leia, then she'd have force sensitivity.
Yeah, she would Terry's definitely.
Like, God damn it!
But you got an hour and a half. None of that.
Japanese Kit Kats and candy talk.
I don't know. What if it turns out Luke is the. Is a Sith. He mentions, like, my dad has it, meaning his dad's still a role. I mean, he was a Force ghost, so I guess
said,
you could...
He said my dad had it, my sister had it.
My dad has it. It's not my dad had it. My father has it.
I thought it was my dad had it, my sister had it, I have it.
No, it's all of them is present tense.
Maybe he was referring to the Force ghost.
He could be.
Technically, Hayden Christensen's ghost is still hanging around there.
That'd be great. Like, this Force ghost, even after redeeming himself, went bad again and he's training him.
I can't see it. Like, I mean, it's a cool twist, but I almost feel like it takes too much. Like, the one thing you could at least say the prequels didn't do is they didn't damage the original trilogy. Because there was nothing they could really historically hurt. Everything happened. Like, you couldn't hurt it. You know, most of the characters didn't exist. I feel like it would really hurt me to be like, yeah, and in this movie, Luke Skywalker's evil now. And you're like, oh, that kind of like taints the rest of the movies. Like,
avoided all the pitfalls his dad made.
Until now.
Then boom.
I think it'd be great, almost better to see him like the Obi-Wan role, like at the end of this. Like, he finds.
That's what those pictures look like.
It definitely... Yeah, like in this movie, like, I don't know. It seems, obviously he has to train this, someone has to train this black guy to be a Jedi, because he's a stormtrooper at the start.
Yeah, we can't have black guys running around with lightsabers not knowing how to use
them. Yeah, that'd be ridiculous.
That's just dangerous.
Out of control. But he obviously has to get trained, and it'd be like kind of cool if like the end of the movie, like, I don't know, he's trained her then too, and then like the two of them are like cornered by, I don't know, Darth Schmeggy. Luke Skywalker's like, go, I'll protect you, and has like a moment where like almost he thinks back to like Obi-Wan. I don't know, maybe even get Ewan McGregor to like come in, just do like a line or something like, see you soon, Luke. Something like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, credits or something like that. Almost make your first movie, like, Empire Strikes Back a little bit.
Yeah. That would be cool. It'd be a lot... It's a lot different than what they did with, you know, like, Phantom Menace, where it's like, here's the entire plot in the first commercial. There's aliens, and they go to some planet you don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
And there's a pod race.
They are pushing the starship battles, which would be pretty cool. I feel like that almost make me want to see it in 3D. I mean, Guardians pushed like a lot of space battles in theirs, and those are pretty exciting.
It was really not worth the 3D movie. I saw it in 3D. Guardians. The only movie I've seen in 3D.
Guardians was worth it for the most part. Of all the movies I've seen, that would be the only one I've said I think I enjoyed. I did see Ant-Man in 3D, and that was definitely like,
You saw Ant-Man in 3D?
I think I did. Maybe I didn't.
You giant. There should be no question on who's the bigger nerd.
I mean, I felt like
you paid $15.99 to see Ant-Man.
Was there a question on that? Was there a competition I really should have been fighting in? Because I've been a pretty huge nerd.
I figure I go pretty deep into like their very like Wikipedia and all that kind of stuff. But you're paying $15.99 to see Ant-Man in 3D.
I feel like it was the only time I could see it. Like, it was a 7 o'clock show, was 3D, and I was like, I don't want to stay up for the 8 o'clock show. It's not 3D or something like that.
You know, and that's when you got out of your tent outside of the movie theater.
Yeah, and then that's when I popped into my Ant-Man costume and ran into that theater like, hey everybody, let's go sit in the first row and talk about what we think about Marvel's upcoming Phase 4.
I'm gonna see if that guy's at the register recognizes me so I get free hot dogs.
So, guys, it looks like Captain Marvel's been pushed back to 2011 or 2019. What do y'all think about that?
Has it?
Yay, nay. Everybody excited? Black Panther's coming in soon. Cleverly positioned during Black History Month. Quite smart on Marvel's advertising team, I believe.
As I'm standing in line for Star Wars, I'm like, well, I mean, if they're really looking for X-Ar Kun's grave, it's on the moon of Daxoon. It's not going to be on Coruban. Everyone knows
that. Completely missing it. They're never going to find it if they go there.
I mean, they might find Fridon Nadd's tomb, but that's useless. He's been liberated as a spirit ghost.
Yeah, you definitely beat me out in the Star Wars nerdiness, it definitely feels like.
Yeah, it's just over a couple of weeks, just getting really onto that. And now I'll usually start my day with 10 minutes on a Game of Thrones wiki, because the Ice and Fire one ruined too many things.
Yeah, it's dangerous to hang too long on that.
Still riding high on Blackfish coming back. Blackfish, yeah.
Let's not get into that again. Terry's like, no, I purple monkey dishwasher. I told you it before.
I've been thinking about my Kingsguard, and I want to make a couple of changes.
I'm thinking we're kind of, you know, our Kingsguard were separate, but our small council shared members. We need to redraft.
I don't think Ned Stark's going to be happy with Rob being on the Kingsguard. No, he needs an heir, and his two goober sons might not do it, especially Bran not having a working dick anymore. I assume. We'll see next season.
Hopefully. In the sweet Bran Stark sex scene with Mira and or Hodor. Let's see what happens.
He's talking to the three-eyed crow like, will I walk again? No, but your dick will fly.
Will I fuck again? Yes, that monkey right there. No! No! I said no!